Oh, really? Wow.
You can buy them. No, really. You can buy them either metal or wooden.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it like a wardrobe? Or?
No, wardrobe.
Is that what he?
Yeah, wardrobe is what you call them.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes, because we were thinking about buying one ourselves, because, you know, when your closet is jam-packed,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have any other room in the closet, you have to, you know, really, this is what you have to go and buy a wardrobe.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Put it somewhere in a room where you have space, you know.
Yeah, I've been in some old houses in Alabama, and boy, they got some, they're made out of walnut.
That's right, it's that beautiful walnut.
That's hot. Yeah, those things are great.
Yeah.
Okay, the room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
On an attic.
Okay. And let's see. Excuse
me.
You didn't know that, huh?
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, what would you call the little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods and extra dishes?
In the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. Oh, Jesus, what you call it? I spit it out on the tip of my tongue.
Did you ever call it like a pantry or a...
Oh, I love you. Yeah. My mind's on furlough. Okay, G, maybe I do better on the next question.
Okay, we're getting this good stuff here. Well, okay, what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Grandkids.
Okay.
You said worthless?
Yeah, worthless.
Oh, I call it not for good junk.
Okay. And what would you call the room that you store odds and ends in?
Oh, storage.
Okay. Hey, what would you be doing if you were clean? If you were just sweeping the floor? Say, if you swept the floor and dusted and cleaned the windows?
I'd say I cleaned my floors.
Okay.
I cleaned the house.
Okay. Okay, if there was a broom and it was in the corner there, what relation would the broom have to the door?
You want to know? The relationship between the broom and the door is for you to get out. I'm serious. The Cuban people, whenever they want you to leave, they put the broom behind the door.
Really?
And right away, that's your indication for you to leave the house immediately. Instead of coming out verbally to tell you to leave.
Do they really do that?
I'm serious. All jokes aside, I am very serious.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're just sitting there and somebody comes up and puts a broom behind the door.
That means for you to get some dust between thee and thou. Take
wow.
a choice, the door or the windows.
I can reserve for that next time somebody does it.
Wow. Oh, wait, if they sweep your floors, your feet. That means you won't get mad anymore. They come on all these kind of crap. That's what continue sweep, 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 sweep. Now, the relationship, okay, all jokes aside, but I'm serious about what I told you, know,
yeah.
about,
Well, you already answered the question.
Okay.
Well, we'll see you later. Okay, what might you call both your washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
Okay. And then what would you, how would you get from like the first floor to the second floor in the building?
Either through steps or an elevator.
Okay. And then what would you call the ones on the outside? Like if you have a couple of them coming up to the front?
Steps.
Okay. Hey, what would you call the thing?